Nate, how do you guys feel after this one? Three straight victories. I know it was a tough one down the stretch, but you guys feeling good?
Yeah, we feel really good. You know, obviously we're bouncing back. We're kind of finding our identity again. You know, we're starting to feel really good.
Mally, the first half, you guys got off to such a great start. What was clicking there?
I think we just played to our identity. Guys got good shots. You know, we hit them. You know, we was getting stops on defense, and we had high energy the first half.
The second half, did you sense a change in at all? Did you sense a difference in the way you guys were playing?
I guess, you know, the energy kind of died down a little bit, but, you know, they started hitting some shots, which they're capable of doing. You know, we definitely could add a better sense of urgency, but for the most part, you know, just glad we got the dub. You know, that's the most important thing. But I would say, you know, our energy died down a little bit, but they also did make a lot of good shots.
What is the key to holding off the team like you saw tonight when they're making a charge?
I think it's just a combination of getting stops and then going back on offense and executing. You know, I think, you know, starting the second half, our energy was a little bit different. So, you know, they made shots, they made a little bit of run. So I think kind of down the stretch, we executed at times, which kind of held them off, and, you know, we were able to get the win.
Did you sense that it was going to be important to get to the basket late in that game, get to the line, because you guys did a good job of getting to the line a lot?
Yeah, I seen we were in the double bonus, you know, kind of early. So, you know, just try to take advantage of that with the way they play defense. So I think that helped in our favor.
Did you just felt it from three tonight or what?
Yeah, I was just, you know, my team was giving me good looks, so, you know, just glad they went in.
Well, okay, what's the key to finding offensive flow when the other St. Joe's tonight turns up the defensive intensity?
I think just staying with our identity, you know, just playing with pace on offense. I think we got a lot of talent and skills and a lot of different players that can do different things on our team, which is, you know, makes us kind of hard to guard. So I think sometimes we could lose track of that for about a couple of minutes, but we usually get back to it. But I know that just moving forward, I think we need to make sure we could play for a whole 40 minutes so, you know, we could kill teams in the water.
They were letting Amiel shoot that three. What did you guys think of that strategy?
We were telling him shoot it. You know, if you know you can shoot that, you know you can make that, you know, most of the time. So, I mean, they just kept letting him shoot it, so we just kept giving it to him.
He has such a big target at the rim, and he had that big basket late. How much even more could you guys take advantage of that than you do? I mean, he's getting a lot of baskets lately.
You know, we know how good he is, you know, just on offense and on defense. So we just try to take advantage with his pick and pop, you know, playing on inside and outside, you know, getting guys involved, making good passes. So we know what we can do. So we trust him with our offense, you know, we trust him with the ball.
And how important is it not to think too big, a big picture at this point that you guys are 4-3 now in the A-10 and not try to let yourselves get too far down the road? How important is that?
Yeah, I think it's very important, especially because, you know, it's a long season. You know, we still have a lot of games left. I think we're kind of taking it game by game, trying to stay focused. But, you know, we got three in a row now, so, you know, we're kind of hitting our stride, which is good. But I think we need to continue to stay focused, you know, stay humble, just continue to work.
Nate, how's your role changed this year from last season?
You know, I think my role is just being more of a leader, trying to help guys out. You know, obviously I have experience in the program now, so just trying to step up and be a leader. That's what I try to do every given night, every practice, just try to be a leader and try to help guys out.
Was it kind of your turn tonight? Because Cheeks had a couple big games in a row. I'm sure they were keying on him.
Yeah, that's something we talk about a lot, is that we have so many weapons on our team. You know, it could be anybody's night. So, you know, it just happened to be mine. You know, these guys were finding me good shots. But, you know, we know that anybody can go off in any game, and we have confidence in each other because, you know, we have a lot of great guys and we're a great team. So.
You guys want to talk about the fact that we were closer to full strength with Zed and Bosch back?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just good to have the whole team, you know, just depth. You know, sometimes, you know, I get tired, you know, just playing both sides of the ball, you know, just making reads and stuff like that. So it's good to have Posh, you know, someone we could trust off the bench who's a veteran. You know, he can make plays as well. You know, Zed is a veteran as well from Ohio State, so. You know, we both trust them. You know, we trust all everybody on our team from top to bottom. So it's good to have a full team. You know, I think them guys are still getting the feel back for the game. But, you know, it's good, you know, that everybody had a good contribution.
Mally, You guys got two tough road games next week. Do you feel a little bit better about your chances after your performance Tuesday at Duquesne? Just the way you played on the road in your last game?
Yeah, I think it was just a good way to bounce back. You know, I think we just got to continue to stay focused, you know what we're heading into, you know, some great environments, and just continue to stay together and just keep this thing rolling.
Two-part question for Malachi. How's your New Year resolution coming? Do you remember what you shared with us a couple weeks ago?
I said I was going to start reading books. And I haven't started reading books.
You did say you were focusing on like personal involvement. I was going to say, you haven't really had a chance to start yet, but have you seen in like how you've grown just these last couple weeks since the turn of the calendar year?
I haven't started reading, but I'm sorry.
Anything else? Thank you, fellas.